Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 20th of May, 1974. The title is, Only the Children Who Are Seated on Baba's Heart Throne Are the Fortunate Ones. That is, only the children who are seated on Baba's Heart Throne are the fortunate ones. What is Bab Dada seeing today? Today, he is seeing the rosary of the children who are multi-million times fortunate and have the fortune of happiness. He is very happy on seeing the speciality of every bead of the rosary. Just as Baba is happy to see the elevated fortune of the children, so too, do you constantly remain happy on seeing your hundredfold fortune? Can you constantly see the star of fortune sparkling in front of you? Or does the star of fortune sometimes hide away from you? The star of fortune does not change just as physical stars sometimes change their position, does it? There is only one star that does not change its position. Are you such a star? That is, are you a star who has determined thoughts? In this world, you call such a star the North Star. So, have you become those who have such determined faith in the intellect, those who are constantly stabilized in a constant stage and multi-million times fortunate? Or are you still becoming that? Do you bring the expansion of your great fortune into your awareness? What are the signs and attainments of the great fortune? Do you know them? Those who have all attainments are said to be those who have the fortune of happiness. Do you lack anything in attaining all the attainments? In life, the main attainments are elevated relationships, elevated connections, true love, and all types of wealth and success. Check all these five main aspects in yourself. With whom have you forged a relationship? Throughout the entire kalpa, can you attain a relationship more elevated than this one? In relationships, the main thing is to have an eternal relationship. All relationships with the Eternal Father are eternal. Did you ever find such a relationship through which you were able to attain the attainment of all relationships? So, are you complete with all the relationships? Secondly, connection means company, that is, a companion. Why do you have a companion? Why do you have a connection and with whom do you have a connection? You have a companion at a time of need, at a time of difficulty, for support and cooperation, for bringing happiness into your mind when going through an unhappy stage, and to share your unhappiness. Did you find such a true companion or such elevated connections for which you had kept the same? Such a companion who is altruistic, who does not have any favoritism, who is eternal and who is powerful? Did you ever find such a companion? Or can you find such relationships? What company is remembered as the eternal, true and elevated company? Have you found the true company and relationship with Parasnath, the Lord of Divinity, the one who changes iron into real gold, or are you still missing this? Have you found this, or Are you going to find this? Is it that you have found it, but that you are still attempting to recognize it? Since you have found the company after having found the company, why do you sometimes move away from that companion? Why do you become mischievous in fulfilling the responsibility of your company? Sometimes you even play games of sulking. Is it that you play this game so that your companion can come and make up to you? Or is it that the children have the sanskars of playing games? Do you think in this way and thereby continue to play these games under the influence of these sanskars? Do you like this game? Speak. Is it that you like it and this is why you are doing it? However, what do you lose in this game? Do you know this? Whilst you are still playing this game, you cannot meet your true companion. So, whilst playing games, you miss out on the meeting. For so long, you have been calling out with a pure desire for there to be a meeting between the father and the children. And you also know for how long this meeting can take place, that is, only for a short time. And even then, by playing games, you waste this meeting of such a short time. Will you get this time again? So now, finish playing these games. All of you are in the stage of retirement. Does it seem right for those who are in the stage of retirement to play these games? Just observe yourself as a detached observer. Whether you have constantly attained the true companion, the elevated connections, and the elevated company. Thirdly, there is love. Have you not yet attained the love of all relationships? Have you not yet become experienced in this yet? Are you lacking anything in the love of all relationships? In order to fulfill this, you need one particular thing. If you do not have this, then even whilst receiving love, you are not able to experience it. What is the main method to attain true love and the love of all relationships with one? What main things are essential in order to attain your rights? To belong to the one Father and none other. Is this slogan in your life, in your thoughts, and also practically? Not just in thoughts, but in the practical form also. Do you belong to one Father and none other? Only then can you experience true love and love of all relationships. Are you easily able to attain all relationships in your wealth and everything that Baba spoke about? Are you the ones who have such fortune of happiness that you do not lack anything? Whilst knowing this, accepting this, and following it, why do you sometimes forget the star of your fortune? Bab Dada is happy to see the star of your fortune and also praises you. He turns the beads of the rosary of such fortunate children every day. Have you become such beads who are remembered by the Father? It is not a big thing to become a bead of the rosary of victory, but it is a great fortune to be a bead that is remembered by the Father. When you are seated on the throne of having such fortunate, or on Baba's heart throne, Why do you get off the throne? Baba has given his children the crown of responsibility of this elevated task. After wearing such a crown, you take off your crown, and what do you replace it with? What would happen if you keep this picture and also the picture of your being seated on the throne with the crown? Which picture would you prefer? You would like the picture of being seated on the throne whilst wearing a crown, would you not? You like the picture of being seated on the throne whilst wearing a crown, and yet you do the other. You take off the crown and you carry instead a heavy basket of wasteful thoughts and wasteful words. You become crownless. Since you do not even like to see such a picture, and whilst seeing it, you become merciful, why do you place this burden on your head? So, continue to move along whilst being and considering yourself to be so fortunate. Do you understand? Acha. To those who have all relationships, connections, and love for the One, to those who constantly remain full of all the imperishable wealth, to those who fulfill the responsibility of true companionship, to those children who maintain the awareness of belonging to the One Father and none other, Bap Dada's love, remembrances, good morning, and namaste. Om Shanti.